Blog Talk Radio
presents a Blog Radio Show.
Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I apologize for earlier today to you guys listening and, of course, to our guest today, our special guest for this special broadcast, Miss Juliette Mills. Most of us know her, if you're my age, from Nanny and the Professor, but my goodness, her career is just phenomenal. So with us on the phone is Juliette Mills. Juliette, welcome to Applause Radio Show. Thank you so much.
Hello, Joanne. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. And as for the intro to your show, I felt like I was a boxer coming into the ring for a bout.
Doesn't it make you feel good? It picks you up, right?
It's amazing.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I love it, too. I love it. Well, I love you, I have to say. I love you, and I can't thank you enough. And to our listeners and to you, I guess I am as dumb as I look. I screwed up the time. I had a lot going on when we booked the show, and I wasn't paying attention to the time difference, and I am so sorry to everybody out there. But anyway, Miss Phoebe Figalilli, we actually almost met. The last chiller that was going on in New Jersey, I was about to go and see you, and then there was the bomb threat.
And
we had to evacuate. So I was so disappointed.
Yeah. Oh, yes,
I was so disappointed.
Big muddle. Everybody was out in the parking lot in the pouring rain.
It was horrible. It was horrible.
And then it was a hoax. There wasn't one at all. There was no bomb.
Yeah, I heard that had happened once or twice before, too. Somebody is not happy with what's going on there. Whatever. People are ridiculous these days. But anyway, well, my goodness, Juliette, I had no idea that you are the daughter of Sir John Mills. I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. Yes, he was a very great actor, my father. There's no question about it. And he made over 100 films in his lifetime. He made his last film when he was 95, I think.
Wow.
So he was quite... a very beloved national pride in England, of course.
Oh, of course. And very handsome.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Very handsome.
Yeah. National treasure. That's what
yes. And I'm guessing that's where both you and Haley got the acting bug, or it's something that just happened to come naturally.
Well, you know, when you're brought up in that environment and you know, we spent our life sort of going on location with him, and all of their friends were writers, actors, directors. It sort of becomes almost a natural thing that you'll want to have a try at it. And I think it was just, we were encouraged by Daddy, but not to the extent that we felt any pressure. It was always a question, if you want to do it, we'll support you. And if you don't, you know, just it doesn't matter. But of course, we both loved the life, and why not have a go? And so we were both really lucky. I started in the theater, and Haley, of course, started very young in film.
Right. Now, did Haley get the first role, or you did?
Actually, I got my first role was when I was 16 in London, in a Peter Shaffer play that was a huge hit and ran for a year and a half in the West End and then transferred to Broadway. And so I was on Broadway when I was 17 and a half, and I was actually nominated for a Tony for that for that play. And so I started in the theater, and during that time, Haley did Tiger Bay, the film, her first film with my father, which a lot of people have seen, but that is how she actually got the Disney contract, because Mrs. Disney saw her in Tiger Bay and told Walt, "I think I found Pollyanna." So that's how that happened. Yeah.
And the rest is herstory, as they say.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, did you and Haley act in anything together? I believe that you, Haley, and Dad did a Love Boat episode together. Is that correct?
That is correct. That actually, dear Aaron Spelling, who was such a wonderful, loyal friend and a great producer, and I worked for him many times in all of his shows. And one year, he said, "Oh, it'd be nice to have the whole family in a show." He said, "Why don't we do it at Christmas time? So you'll have the whole family over for Christmas." And he wrote a show. And as you know, in Love Boat, there are always three different stories.
Yeah.
So we were in three different stories. So actually, we didn't meet. I think I had one scene with Daddy, but otherwise we had our separate stories, but we were all in the same episode. And and that was wonderful fun. And I did do a nanny with Daddy. They wrote a guest star appearance for him to be in Nanny, and that was, he played my Uncle Alfred.
Oh my goodness.
So that,
I probably don't remember the episode.
No, it was the name of it?
No, I probably don't remember that episode.
No, the name of the episode was The Human Fly, and he was a sort of cat burglar. Anyway, it was fun. And the Haley, we've done theater together. We did a Noel Coward play in England for 8 months, and then took it on a tour of Australia and New Zealand. That was some time ago, but we are planning to do a play together next year in England, actually.
Beautiful.
So we
beautiful.
Like working in the theater together. Yes.
Well, good. Well, speaking of Noel Coward, is it true that he's your godfather and Vivian Leigh is your godmother?
Yes, I know.
How funny.
Like name dropping. But yes, they were very great friends of my parents.
Of course.
And as a matter of fact, Noel and Larry and Viv were having lunch with my father and mother in the war in London at the famous Ivy restaurant where Mummy went into labor. And it was during a blitz, actually, and
oh my God,
they had to rush to the hospital and all. And that's sort of why Vivian and Noel were right there at the scene, as it were. They were my godparents, and very lucky I was to have such illustrious godparents.
Absolutely. How about Haley? Does she have any famous godparents?
Yeah, well, Lily Palmer, who was an actress married to Rex Harrison, and who was her godfather? I'm not sure. I can't remember. C.B. Cochran, I think. Not quite as illustrious as mine.
Well, you were the oldest, so you got first choice. So now, you know what I find amazing? That the two of you at the time, I didn't realize you were sisters at the time when we were younger, when Nanny was on. And now the two of you look very much alike. But growing up...
We have got a bit more alike, and our voices are very much alike. That's what I'm often told when I'm on the phone, you know. But we have the same colouring, and there's that kind of very strong Mills gene, I think, that now sort of, now that we're older, we do look a bit more alike.
Now, I think Mom was a playwright, now, I believe. And now, did you ever star in anything that she had written or any of the family members, Dad or Haley as well?
No, I didn't, actually. She started off as an actress and became a writer when she married my father and gave up acting. But Haley was in a film of hers, which was called Whistle Down the Wind. That was a book originally, and it was made into a film, and Haley did that film with my father. But I haven't, actually. No, I would like to have done a play of my mother. She wrote many plays. She was a very, very good writer.
No, I'm sure. Now,
but it was kind of a little bit all before my time, if you know what I mean.
She
wasn't writing plays when I grew up. It was just
early. Well, she was taking care of the kids. Yeah. Now, those of you who don't know, I don't know how you don't know this, but I mean, Juliet is not just known for being Nanny Figglelily. I mean, she's gotten Golden Globe Award nominations for playing with Jack Lemmon, pardon me, in Avanti, which was a great film. And I mean, you have many, many accolades to your credits. And what do you think it is that people remember Nanny and the Professor so much?
Well, I think that it was, for many people, it was a very important a time in their childhood where they were watching TV. It was a very positive, optimistic show about the family and about magic. In fact, I ran into somebody yesterday who said to me, you know, she said, you probably don't realize how many children you comforted who didn't have great mothers or magical nannies, and we saw through you what it could be like, you know, and to give us a hope. And I think that the character, you know, was a very she was a special character, and she was very optimistic, and she had little magical powers. And in those days in television, you know, that was a very, like Bewitched and Idina Genie, those kind of shows. They were wonderful family shows that everybody, the whole family could watch, you know.
Yeah, and they'll never die. They'll never die. For some reason, we still love them to this day. We still love all you guys who played in them. I mean, I didn't realize that it was only on for two seasons. And, I mean, why would they put it up against the Partridge Family and the Brady Bunch? I mean, duh. I mean, come on.
Well, no, actually, it wasn't up against them. We were on the same night as those two shows. That was the night ABC took the night. We were the three shows, one after the other.
Oh.
And what happened to us is that they changed the night and put us on Monday night against football.
Oh.
You know how the NFL comes on Monday night. So,
right, and we only had one TV.
Yeah,
we only had one TV at the time.
Yeah, exactly. And they thought that we could go up against the NFL on NBC, but we couldn't. And we did actually 2.5 seasons. We did 64 shows altogether.
Yeah.
But it was very disappointing that it ended quite suddenly, in fact.
Yeah, it was such a great show. It really was. And my thing, too, I associate a lot of things with music. And the theme song was something that grabbed me too, and that's why I had to play it, because I just love it. Yeah, I just love the theme song too. It was perfect, and it almost had an essence of Lucy in Disguise with Diamonds to me. I don't know why at the time I felt that.
Yeah, it's funny. You're not alone. You'd be surprised when you think how long ago this show was on the air, and it did rerun for years. But
yeah.
How many people, even to this day, have suddenly come up to me and hum that tune to me, you know? So
yeah.
It obviously, it was a sweet little ditty, that's for
yes.
sure.
It was perfect. It was perfect. I have to ask you about Kim Richards. She was the cutest little thing at the time when she was, I mean, that was her heyday of being a child actress as well. Are you still in contact, and do you watch Beverly Hills of Housewives, or have you?
No, not really. I watched it a couple of times because she was on it, but it distressed me because she was going through hell, I think, with drinking and all sorts of things, and I felt the fact public and on TV like that, I just didn't like that very much, and that for
no,
her,
I thought it was horrible,
I didn't like
too.
It. Yeah.
I thought it was horrible,
so,
too.
I haven't really seen her since we did the show. We were going to do one of the autograph celebrity signing shows, I think, Killer, actually, together, but she cancelled last minute. So I haven't really seen her at all since we finished doing Nanny. And, of course, the other two boys, they... David Doremus, who played the elder boy, he didn't he didn't go on in the business, and sadly Trent Lehman, who played Butch, who I adored that boy, he had actually committed suicide when he was about 18. So,
oh my goodness,
I know. Yeah, so I haven't really seen any of them since we finished. Well,
that's been years.
Yeah,
it's been years.
Yeah,
she was so cute, so cute in that. I mean, they all were, but she was just the cutest little thing.
She
really
was.
And
she had a good career for a while there, I think, you know. But I think things went a bit wrong for her on the personal side. And, I hope she's okay now. She's a sweet girl.
Yeah. Well, I hate to call it luck, because really your career is based on your talent, but not only have you been lucky in your career, family, but you've been lucky in love. I mean, you're married to the gorgeous Maxwell Caulfield. I mean, my goodness, how lucky can a girl get?
I agree. And luck has a lot to do with everything, Joanne. I believe that, you know, luck in career and everything. And the day that I met Maxwell was sure a lucky day for me. We actually met rehearsing a play called The Elephant Man that we did on a national tour. And it was kind of instant. It was like I knew him. I mean, it was like, hello, how are you?
Yeah.
Where have you been? And we've actually celebrated our 40th wedding anniversary last year.
Oh,
so,
congratulations. Congratulations. Well, you know what? When you know, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you did.
There were a lot of naysayers, you know, at the time, especially in this business, you think, oh, my goodness. It's a long time to be married. There are no naysayers anymore. They go, my goodness, congratulations,
right.
You made it.
40 years, yeah. You know what I think? I think I saw you on, I don't know who posted or what, but it's on YouTube, some parties at Rock Hudson's house. Was that you that I saw there?
Yeah. Yeah, probably, because Rock Hudson was a friend of mine.
I loved him.
I did too. He was a lovely, funny, sweet, darling guy. And I knew him quite well. And, I was at a few parties at his house. That's true.
Yeah, it looked like a lot of fun.
One particular party I remember was a New Year's Eve party, and he came down the stairs in a baby's diaper, a newborn baby. that was a memorable sight.
Oh my goodness! Oh my, yeah, I loved him so much. Oh, so handsome, and What a great actor, too. I mean, he was just great all around. I mean, I could imagine being actually friends with him and, you know, behind the scenes instead of an acting set, atmosphere, you know. So beautiful, beautiful.
Yes.
Now, when the two of us had first started speaking in regard to, you know, setting up this interview a while back, you were in the process of working on something. Can you discuss it or no, not yet?
Yes. It was a little feature film that actually the first work I'd done since the lockdown, you know, when none of us did anything for a year or so.
Right.
And it was called Willowvale Manor. It's we shot it in L.A. and San Francisco, and I think it's going to be on the Lifetime channel.
Nice.
I don't know when. Yeah, but it was a lovely part and a great cast, and it was really nice to be working. It was the first time I'd flown, of course, to San Francisco. I hadn't flown for 18 months, and the COVID protocol was very strict on the set and everything. So, no, it turned out very well. I had a good time. Willowvale Manor, they call it. So,
Willowvale Manor.
For that.
Yeah. Look for it on Lifetime, folks. Look for it. I'm going to look for it. I did want to ask, oh, God, I lost my train of thought what I was going to ask you next. Oh, you know what I, at the time, again, as a youngster, I mean, 1970s, I think it was, with Nanny, I don't even know how old I was. Oh, my God, maybe 9 or 10 years old. I didn't realize that you and Haley were sisters at the time. And I was a huge fan of The Trouble with Angels.
Oh, yes. A wonderful film.
I have it on DVD. I have that one and Where Angels Go, Trouble Follows. One of my favorite movies. It has to be. I loved when she said, I have a scathingly brilliant idea. She was such trouble, but she, oh, God. I got to say, I fell in love with her. I had a crush on her. I'm not going to lie. So, but now, any signings going on with COVID now? Or are you doing any?
Well, actually, sadly, we were supposed to be this weekend. We were supposed to be at the Nostalgia Show in Baltimore. Maxwell and I were going to do it together, but we had to cancel because they weren't able to. They wanted to mandate masking, you know, to protect us with this latest Delta surge and all that business. But they weren't allowed to mandate masking for people that were coming in to sign. For us to sign their books and things and pictures because the state doesn't mandate it. And that meant that the producers of the show could be sued or something. So actually we did bow out of it, which was disappointing. But we'll be doing it next year and probably doing something else this year. But, you know, it does depend. One's at very close quarters with people in those situations and, you know, selfies and signing and all of this. And you don't want to put yourself, you know, at
not at all
too much, you know.
No. Better safe than sorry. Oh, I love the fact that you guys are doing it together. I hope if you do Chiller, you guys do it together because I'm going to admit, I live in Jersey, so I'm definitely got to get there and see you again and hopefully get to see you this time and nobody does a bomb threat. So.
Yeah, really. That was 2 in a row. I was there twice in a row with the bomb threat thing. Yeah,
oh, man.
I mean, that was, very boring.
Well,
yeah.
I have to ask you this because, I mean, you are amazingly talented. Do you prefer stage over film?
Well, you know, I love the theater. I love working in the theater because of the exchange of energy with the audience. You know, that's always thing and very terrifying as well. But it's where I always go back to recharge my batteries, as it were, is the theater. It's where I began. It's where you understand how you're affecting the audience, whether they laugh or they cry, or they're quiet, or if they're bored, they're coughing and fidgeting and opening sweets and things. You know, it's a very important to me to go back and do theater every now and again. But I love film as well.
Right.
You know, so I've been very lucky to do both all through my career, really.
Right. Thank God. Well, when you're talented, you can. When you're talented, you can. So now, have you ever considered, I don't know if you do have one or not, I apologize if you do, have you ever considered writing a book about Nanny and the Professor?
I haven't, actually. I mean, people have suggested it, but no, I haven't really. I don't, maybe sometime I will, but I haven't actually seriously thought about it, no.
Or just your whole career in general. I mean, have you considered that? I mean, that you've got an amazing story to tell.
Yes, I do. And people do encourage me to do it. And actually, Haley has just written her autobiography, which is out in September.
Nice.
It's not her whole life. It's mainly about her time at Disney. And, you know, being a child star and all that.
Yeah.
So you look out for that, and I'll see how she does, and then I'll think about doing mine.
Oh, well, please tell her. She's more than welcome to come here if she wants to talk about it and let people know about it, please. By all means,
I'd love
to have her on. I'd love to have her on. But now, Juliet, now, if people want to find out more about you, where can they go? Do you have a website or anything where people can get information on you?
You know, I'm not very good at all that, Joanne.
Me neither.
I don't have a website. You know, I'm on Facebook, but I'm not very much of a media girl, really. You know, you can always go to IMBD or whatever it's called. IMBD,
yeah.
I think it's
Yep.
And find out what somebody's up to and what their latest credits are and stuff, and even personal stuff. But I don't have my own website, no.
Well, you got to get somebody to do that for you. You've got to get out there, girlfriend. You got to get out there. That's where the action's at. Everything's online.
Yeah.
It's amazing what people can do nowadays on the internet with their careers. I wish it was around when I started. You know. What did I want to ask you? Oh, on the set. Now you played the nanny, the motherly figure. Did the kids they all had parents, so it's kind of like, did they really look up to you as a mom as well, or?
Oh yes, I think so. I think so. You know, they were just kids, and they. It's like, you know, I did a show called Passions. I did a soap called Passions
for
actually 9 years, and the little baby that came on the show after Josh Ryan Evans passed away, which was very sad. Nanny had a baby, and actually I had this one little girl. She was 6 weeks when she first came on the show, and she was my baby, and she grew up, and she really thought I lived there at the studio. She thought that was my real house, you know, until she was
funny.
About 5 years old.
That's so funny.
And the kids on Nanny, they definitely looked up to me and you know, believed in my magical powers, because I encourage people to believe in magic, because I do believe in magic. So
me too.
And it's funny that I should, you know, do a part like Passions, you know, sort of the white wit. There we are, magic all over again, you know.
Right. Right. Oh God. What did your kids think of when they saw Nanny and the Professor of Mommy doing that?
Oh, they loved it. They loved it. Of course, you know, it was off the air by the time I had my children.
Right.
But they've seen reruns and things, and they loved the character very, very much.
They should do a remake of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, we know we lost the professor very early on in his life. I mean, Richard Long died when he was 47. We'd only just finished shooting Nanny. So without Richard Long, I don't know, I can't really see doing Nanny again. I'm a bit long in the tooth as well.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I was just thinking about the pilot, not the pilot, but the first episode. When Nanny came, there really was no saying how she knew this family needed a nanny. I mean, you showed up at the airport and you got out and you just showed up and knocked on the door. And like, how did Nanny know? And what was it, because of the kids or because you really wanted to fall in love with him? I guess it's both.
Yeah, I suppose both. But, you know, it's magic.
Yeah.
What can you say? You know, she had ESP. She was floating around. And obviously this family were in need of a mother figure,
yeah,
and somebody to take care of them and get them off to school and cook their dinner and all the rest of it. And she just floated in. I think there was really no more discussion about it.
Right,
it was,
right.
Yes,
nothing more was needed. Right,
yeah,
nothing
right.
more was needed. Right. Well, oh, my God, Julia, is there anything else you want everybody to know before we sign off? I don't want to keep you on such a gorgeous day.
Oh, not really, Joanne. I don't know. I'm really enjoyed talking to you, and I hope all of you and your listeners stay well in these crazy times, and keep the faith and keep the dream, and hope we all have good luck.
Yes, yes, and magic
in our lives. Yes,
yes.
Have
and
be,
I'm sorry.
To...
What was the name of the movie again? The new movie again? Will...
Yeah, it was called Willowvale Manor.
Willowvale Manor. There
yeah,
we go.
The Willowvale Manor. It's
oh, Willowvale.
Set in, yeah, Willowvale. It's set in England, and I'm the owner of an English pub, and I get involved in the romance of the two young leads. And I must say, I thought when I read the script, how are they ever going to shoot this in California, you know, a little English village? But they did. They managed wonderfully, and we went up north in Northern California and found an English pub and beautiful English manor, and really you'd never know it, they didn't shoot it in England. It's brilliant. So I hope it turns out well. Yeah.
The magic of television, right? The magic of film, I should say.
Yep. Indeed.
Well, my goodness. Well, what a pleasure, an honor. I thank you so much. I have another dent in my bucket here that I can kick, and for my bucket list, I thank you so much. And again, my apologies for all the confusion on getting this had to happen. I'm so glad we did. And again, please feel free to come back anytime you like. And also, please let Haley know I'm here for her if she wants to let everybody know about her book. So everybody,
right.
My goodness, Juliet Mills, everybody, check out her new movie, Willowvale Manor, coming out soon. We don't have a date yet, but it will be on Lifetime. And look for Juliet at the signings. Hopefully we can do those soon without masks so that, you know, when you do take those photos, you know who you're taking a picture with.
Quite, yes.
You know? And I hope to see you at one of them myself. And I hope that Maxwell is with you as well, because that would be a thrill for me to see the both of you be two for one.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, no, I think we will be doing them together if we, you know, when we do them again. So I look forward to meeting you, Joanne, okay?
Oh, you too. Oh, my goodness. Juliet Mills, thank you so much, Juliet. Take care. Have a wonderful day. What an honor. Thank you so much. All the best of you. You stay well, too. I know you will. And keep the magic, keep the faith, and we'll all be fine, right?
That's right. Thank you,
well,
Joanne.
Thank
God
you.
Bless.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Juliet Mills, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye, Juliet. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Oh, boy. How sweet. So kind. I mean, I can't tell you how badly I screwed up this booking. I mean, I can't. I can't even tell you. I mean, when I was booking with her, I work with numbers during the day, so I see numbers all day long. And when we set up the time, she gave me the time. I said 3 hours behind. She said, no, I'm in LA. It's 3 hours ahead. I said, oh, my God, you're right. And then I booked the show for 3 p.m. thinking it's 1 p.m. Pacific, and it's actually 4 p.m. I don't know what the hell I was thinking. Again, I guess I look as dumb as I am. So anyway, what a thrill again with Juliette Mills. Thank you so much. What an honor. One of my favorite shows. It was the sweetest, cutest little thing. I still love it to this day. And again, thank you to Dee Wallace for joining us on Thursday evening. That was a lot of fun. What an honor to meet her as well. And this Sunday, we've got Dr. Alex, what's her full name? Alex, not Dr. Alex, Dr. Annabelle Bugatti, Dr. Bell. And that's tomorrow at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be talking about her new book, Using Relentless Empathy in the Therapeutic Relationship. It has a lot to do with helping people out today with what we're going through. And can't wait to have her on. And next month, we're going to be having a kick-ass killer month. I'm hoping to get some musicians on for you guys because I love those the most. And I mean, I love talking to everybody. Don't get me wrong, but the music is one of my favorites. I think you all know that. So, I think we'll end with the theme song again from Nanny and the Professor. Let me just get it up here. There we go. All right. Bear with me, folks. I'm not a real DJ. I just like to talk, obviously, right? Well, take care, everybody. Again, thank you so much, Juliette Mills. Juliette, thank you, thank you, thank you. Take care, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll see you tomorrow with Dr. Annabelle Bugatti. Bye-bye. Many came to stay with us.
Fantastic things happening. Is there really magic in the things
she does?
Or is love
the only magic thing that Nanny brings? You know that
Nanny showed us you can make the impossible happen. Nanny told us have a little bit of faith and lots of love. If you think a lily is a silly name, and so many silly things keep happening, what is this magic thing about Nanny?
She's